Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney. Welcome to Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is about detoxing or cleansing. Whichever word you like, the action for your body is the same. People can reach a certain point in their life and suddenly get diagnosed with some illness. If he or she believes they've lived a clean life, haven't smoked, haven't overdone alcohol, exercised moderately, maybe even not overweight, and then they still get some chronic illness. Well, besides genetics and family background, such a person may feel frustrated as to how something like this could happen. One big thing that can be overlooked, in fact is generally ignored in the mainstream medicine circles, is the idea that people can acquire a toxic burden in their bodies, and without taking some extra steps beyond the normal, things like illness can often happen to the average person. Yes, there are things like chemical toxins from pesticides, heavy metals, even plastics in our environment, and these can create problems in people. Perhaps even more basic, however, is imperfectly digested food can accumulate in our body's tissues. Where that might be is dictated by the individual's susceptibility. Often, the person may want to identify a food or two that perhaps over time is especially likely to create a problem for that person, and then minimize eating that or those foods. Next, we need to find out how to detox the body from the burden originating in diet that isn't about anybody's fault, as all of us need to detox at some point, unless we are very lucky to do everything just about perfectly or have fantastic genetic background. Okay, so then how does a person cleanse or detox? Usually, you'd start with some diet changes, and sometimes that's enough to allow the body to get rid of the unwanted stuff in the system. Often, the body needs more than just that. So we do have a number of methods to strengthen the person and then also provoke the body to initiate and sustain a real cleanse, so that the tissues affected are targeted, depending on the person's illness, or susceptibility if we're getting to the toxins before illness strikes. One way is using low-potency homeopathic medicines in a system called homotoxicology that's designed to do exactly what we're talking about here. These use plants and minerals put together in the microdoses used in homeopathy to provoke specific organ systems to cleanse, such as the liver and kidneys, whose job it is to basically do this anyway. It's always good while detoxing to eat a real clean, easy-to-digest diet, of course. And this can mean many things depending on a person's inclination and their individual sensitivities. The most extreme form of this is a water-only fast, but we usually reserve this for more acute times, like during a fever, when your body is really telling you to avoid food anyway. So another example of a detox diet could be avoiding rich, indulgent foods or junk foods, but also, say, for a time, avoiding flour products like breads and pasta. A traditional naturopathic way to detox a person is to use hydrotherapy, consisting of alternating hot and cold towels. I like to couple with a muscle stim electrical machine, which strengthens and detoxes the body at the same time, and stimulates the body from inside the cellular system. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.